Track 5, David's Reminiscences. If you were listening last time, you'll probably remember that the London Landmarks slot was a piece about Alexandra Palace. Well, David Potten was clearly listening, because this piece took David back to his early days, and he's recounted for us his own recollections of Ali Pali. Here's Tony with David's memories.
The June edition of Just Talk included a London Landmarks feature by Lynn Featherstone. She talked about Alexandra Palace, which everyone in London calls Ali Pali. Her talk brought back many memories for me, as Ali Pali featured largely in my younger days. My first reaction was that Lynn failed to mention the different features that surround, or surrounded in my day, Ali Pali. There was a football ground, a boating lake, and a popular fairground. My grandparents' house backed onto the football ground, and I could watch home games from their living room window. I learnt to row on the boating lake and showed off my oarsman skills to my two younger sisters, taking them round and round the island in the middle of the lake. None of us wore life jackets. This was before the days of health and safety. My grandparents occasionally gave me a little pocket money to spend on the fairground stalls, but I do not remember winning anything on the rifle range. And then, when I was a university student, my digs for 3 years were also a stone's throw from Ali Pali, and I walked down the hill to Bounds Green Underground Station on my way to London University 5 days a week, and up again at the end of the day. It was undoubtedly excellent exercise, as well as offering a commanding view of the railway marshalling yards and the racecourse, as well as central London in the far distance. Thank you, Alison, for bringing back these memories of Ali Pali.
Thank you, Tony, and thank you to David, too.